Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some of the many wonderful moments from the WEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Will Fleming, Mike Mantansky, as we set the scene for Red Sox and the Phillies. And it has been such a moving 48 hours for us. My first time seeing it in person, and there are just so many inspirational stories, and I know already that we're going to hear another one here. Jake DeCarolis is with us, and Jake is joined by Lisa Sherber, the Director of Patient and Family Programs at the Jimmy Fund and at Dana-Farber. Jake, great to have you in the booth at Fenway. This is long overdue. It's exciting to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
How is everything going?
Good. You know, everything's, I mean, when you're here, things can't be going bad.
And so people that don't know Jake's story, you were in high school. You're 21 now. Do I have your age right?
I am 21.
You look a lot younger than that. You look great today. You in high school, you're having headaches. You went to the doctor, and turns out it wasn't headaches. It was
brain cancer.
Yeah. So that's got to be a pretty shocking announcement when you get in there. Talk about your reaction to it and talk about, especially at a young age like that, getting that sort of news, Jake.
Oh, I was just so shocked, you know, just entering my senior year. It was September. I was 2 weeks into my senior year.
Wow.
I was getting ready for three AP classes. So I figured, you know, if I have a headache, I'm probably stressed out, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't know. I had zero AP classes. I'm a moron, so I didn't take any, but go ahead. Yep.
But yeah, the headaches persisted and I got really, really sick. So I finally went to the doctor and they were like, you know, let's get you tested for all this bunch of stuff. And finally, that found out that I had brain cancer.
Now, you have been through the gauntlet like so many people. Chemo, radiation, immunotherapy. Where are we in our treatment and how are we feeling today?
I am currently on an immunotherapy regimen every 2 weeks. I'm feeling good today. Over the last couple months, I've started to develop some side effects from the immunotherapy. But I'm feeling good.
I know that the trips you've been on down to spring training and all around have helped in this process. Tell us how important and fun those trips to Fort Myers were.
Oh, the trips, especially the spring training trips, are so amazing. Just being able to be around a bunch of kids around my age who are all going through the same thing. But, you know, we all know that we're going through the same thing, but we don't talk about it. There's always so much else to talk about, you know, like the Red Sox, obviously. You know, we all love the Red Sox,
and it's probably nice to talk about something else for a change, is it not?
Yeah, just, you know, being so involved with hospitals and healthcare and stuff, just to get away for a weekend, it's always a great experience.
Let's ask Lisa Sherber. You were there at spring training. Was he one of the guys that was wild and crazy? Was he late night pool guy? Was he sneaking into other room guy? What was our guy Jake on the spring training trip this year?
Jake's looking really nervous as he's looking at me. You know what, Matt? I have to say,
it's a safe zone. It's a circle of trust.
In spring training.
Oh, come on! I don't.
His mom and dad are right down there.
He just handed you $10 to stay quiet.
Thanks for not exposing me.
You're welcome, honey. He was so great. I mean, we're able to take 45 to 50 kids,
and
we're able to like just bring a little bit of normalcy into your life. And you know, part of my role is, you know, I can't help with the radiation, the chemo, the clinical trials. But while you're getting all that, you know, our goal is that these trips sort of provide you with friendships, memories, joy, everything else, and just like a break, just to be able to sort of, you know, take a breath for a second and not think about cancer.
And for those who don't know, it was a former Jimmy Fund patient.
Yes.
Who was the one who said, Lisa, we have to do more. We have to do trips like this.
Right. So Todd Schwartz, it was over 18 years ago. He sat me down and told me I was doing everything wrong. He said, and I don't do well with that when people tell me I'm doing things wrong. But I listened to Todd, and he told me, you got to take us away. And I really could never understand like how much of an impact it would make. And that first trip, I understood right away from the airport when all of a sudden the kids were just talking and just feeling safe and feeling comfortable and happy and leaving their parents behind, which, you know, in an instant when you're diagnosed, you're like, you know, 19-year-old kid who's kind of independent, and all of a sudden now you're back with your parents. So we kind of take them for a little bit and just escape. And without Todd telling me that, these trips might not have ever happened. No, I know they wouldn't have.
Jake, we, Mutt and I, do a lot of things with these Red Sox players. We've grown to know them as the great people that they are, but you have now been around them in all of these settings. Can you tell us some stories about memories and the friendships you've developed with Red Sox players?
Oh, ever since the first trip, the Red Sox trip, you know, been being able to get selfies and autographs from, you know, Dustin Pedroia and Chris Sale, Brock Holt, Jackie Bradley Jr. But the biggest one really was last year at spring training. David Ortiz came out for the kids. And that was just such an experience. Because when you, or at least when I was growing up, when you think Red Sox, you think Big Poppy.
Sure.
And just being able to be in his presence. I mean, the man's huge.
He literally is Big Poppy.
He's a little
yes.
bigger than, you mentioned Pedroia. You're probably taller than Dustin, but David is he's a big man.
And I mean, Chris Sale 6'6", so just seeing him is like...
Well, and when David Ortiz came into the tent, he just comes in with such an energy and joy that, even as chaperones where we have met him, he just makes you smile the minute he walks in. And then we look at your faces, and your mouths are open. You just don't even know what to say, which is the coolest thing for us chaperones. But that was your favorite, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Ortiz, Brock Holt, there are so many Red Sox players who have done so much for the Jimmy Fund. Talk about this particular group of guys and how much they do that really, you know, obviously we celebrate them at the forefront these 2 days. Mm-hmm. There is so much that goes on in the background that, frankly, they're not even really obligated to do, asked to do, and so many of them go above and beyond.
Right. I mean, I think it's not like this is in their contract. You
right.
must be wonderful to the Jimmy Fund kids. You know, this is pure choice. We know they're busy and they have their own families. But when we go down to spring training especially, we're sort of usually towards the end of spring training, and they just look forward to it. And you can tell when they come out. They're just so happy and excited. And that's, like, amazing. And I think Brock Holt has done something really kind of special where I think he's become a leader as our co-captain or as our captain of the Jimmy Fund, where now the players are really just taking his lead. And they really want to make him proud. Mm. And I just feel like everyone is really just taking charge and making friendships with kids.
And the comparison I heard yesterday down at our broadcast booth is Tim Wakefield, that he's taken
yes.
that mantle from Tim Wakefield, and
yes.
and Brock's had that same sort of feeling. So we know you like to read. We also know you play guitar. What
yeah.
are we playing? Is it rock? Is it country? I'm a country fan. You're playing country music on the guitar? What are you playing?
No country, just rock
what
and
do
roll.
What do you mean no country? What are you talking
roll.
About? Rock and roll, like what? What's like when you go home tonight, what will you play? Just to relax, or
you're probably going to sleep when you
yeah
get home.
when I go home tonight.
A long day, huh?
Tomorrow.
You know, next time I pick up my guitar, it's a lot of Metallica.
Ooh. Oh boy, that's heavy.
And I'll just like make up my own stuff as I go along.
That's the good stuff. Yeah, that's you know, cover somebody else, your own music. Good. Do you have a CD? Let's get it. Start selling a CD. Lisa and I will market
we
the
could
thing.
Be the agent.
Yeah. I'm ready to do that right now. I'm ready to get out of radio and become your agent. Let's go.
Rejoin a Red Sox broadcast with guitar by
I was not prepared for that. But I think your music has helped you through treatment as well.
Oh, yeah. Even, you know, when I'm not playing, I'm just listening to music. I love listening to music. And that's just, it's such a blessing, you know, to listen to music. Just to, because music is also a really good distraction from all the, you know, all the health stuff.
Lisa, I've been so moved by the strength of these kids,
yeah.
the optimism, the positive outlook, and the willingness to fight. You see this every day. It blows me away how
yeah.
strong these kids
and
like Jake are.
It blows us away that work every day with these kids. You know, we never get used to it. We never take it for granted. We're, you know, just beyond blessed to sort of work with these kids and see them go through these struggles and just head held high and watch their parents. you know, the parents, just for me, we talk about the trips, for the parents to know that they just want to keep their kids close, and yet they're saying, okay, take them for 2 days because we know this is going to provide things that we can't give them at this point. So I just think the strength and the courage and that these kids go through, they really teach us every day.
Before we let you go, you're on the front lines of this battle every single day. We want people to pick up the phones. We want people to give as much as they possibly can give. One last time for our audience, what's the power of these dollars that come in through the telethon, and any donation to the Jimmy Fund, what impact does it have on kids?
Oh, I think the impact is just immeasurable because it's instant. And that's what's really amazing about it. It's like these dollars go to clinical trials. They go to different therapies that if one therapy is not working, it provides hope that there's going to be something else down the road. So I think if you don't have hope, you don't really have a lot. You know, so I think that's what these funds do, and we're so grateful for everyone who's already contributed, and we're really hoping that more.
Well,
we want to really do this.
The funds make the trip possible. Like this trip that Jake's talking about to go to spring training, that only happens when people pick up the phone and donate money. Yeah. These kids don't get to go unless there's people dialing at 877-738-1234. Like, it just doesn't happen. It's pretty simple. Want the kids to go to spring training? We need your help. That's the reality of the situation.
There we go. Listen to Mutt.
We all have learned that lesson.
You can also donate, and maybe if you donate enough tonight, Jake will start playing some country music on his guitar instead of Metallica. That'd be nice every now and then.
That's the bridge too far.
Yes.
Jake, you're an inspiration. Keep
Thanks
your head
coming
high.
On,
it's been
Thank
tremendous
you.
To meet you.
Awesome.
And you are an inspiration. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, that's Jake DeCarolis and Lisa Sherber. Thank you both so much.
Thanks, Lisa.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.